Happy Sunday, everybody. We'll call the Rules Committee to order and note for the record that there is a quorum present. Our business before us today is the calendar for the day, for today. And we are proposing House File 4746 related to transportation network companies and House File 5435, the intersection revises corrections bill that we heard yesterday. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21. The Committee of Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Sunday, May 19th for the adoption of the calendar for the day. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see that we're calendaring the labor transpo bill for today, but not my understanding of the colloquy yesterday was we were also going to, as a separate bill, do the Uber bill by itself. So I'm just wondering if you could describe the process of how the Uber language will be moving.
Representative Robbins, so my understanding is House File 4746 is the bill that we discussed yesterday for calendaring. This is the standalone transportation network company bill, and so the idea would be to allow for a standalone debate on this bill and a standalone vote to establish a House position. As I noted, the Transportation Conference Committee will be reconvening after we complete this vote, and then they would adopt that, I believe, into the Transportation Conference Committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to make sure I understood what was going on. Thank you.
Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And could you just inform us, as the conference committee meets, is there going to be a fiscal impact on the standalone and then as it moves forward? And if so, how much that would be?
There is a small fiscal cost in the bill that would be carried if it was passed. But there's not a difference between the amendment and any bill that would be addressed later. Leader Damon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And do you know the amount that what the fiscal impact would be, just as we're looking at?
It's $173,000.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lilly.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering, given the staff change, if we could perhaps have a roll call on the calendar of the day, please.
That's a totally fair request. do I hear a second?
Second.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion to the calendar for the day? All right, seeing not, roll call being requested.
Chair Long.
Aye.
Long, aye. Vice Chair Hollins.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hollins. Aye. Lead Damuth.
Aye.
Lead Damuth, aye. Representative Engen. Representative Engen excused. Representative Howard.
Aye.
Representative Howard, aye. Representative Hewitt.
Aye.
Representative Hewitt, aye. Representative Jordan.
Aye.
Representative Jordan, aye. Representative Lilly.
Aye.
Representative Lilly, aye. Representative Moeller.
Aye.
Representative Moeller, aye. Representative Nash.
Passed.
Representative Nash, excused. Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Olson, aye. Representative Pulaski. Representative Pulaski, excused. Representative Rarick. Representative Rarick, excused. Representative Robbins.
Aye.
Representative Robbins, aye. Representative Torkelson.
Not quite sure.
Aye. Representative Torkelson. Representative Wolgamott.
Aye.
Representative Wolgamott. Aye.
Sorry.
There being 12 ayes and 0 nays, the calendar for the day is adopted. So, members, this may be our last Rules Committee meeting. We are going to recess, but we are unclear whether we will be coming back today. So I just wanted to thank our staff in particular for their tremendous work to make sure that our Rules Committee operated smoothly, and to thank our members. I know that this is an in-between committee that folks are often having to run back and forth and make this fit in, but I appreciate everybody's diligence in doing our work as a committee, and grateful for our collaboration this session. With that, members, we stand in recess. We'll reconvene the Rules Committee Our agenda item is a supplemental calendar for the day, which is Senate File 4225. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Sunday, May 19th for the adoption of the supplemental calendar for the day. And in full transparency, this is a vehicle for the cash bonding bill. Discussion. Representative Rarick.
How did you know? Oh, I feel so special right now. Okay, so the cash bonding bill, not the geo bonding bill.
Correct.
And that's the only thing that will be amended on the floor then?
Yes, that is the intent.
Okay, so no other bills will be amended, just the cash bonding bill?
This is the vehicle for the cash bonding bill.
Okay, great. Sorry.
Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So could you, I just came out of the tax conference committee, and that one is under 5247. Is that going to be calendared for tonight?
I don't think we do any of the comments. I do not believe that bill needs to be calendared.
It's got everything in the kitchen sink in it. We're not going to calendar it?
It's a conference committee report. So when that comes to the floor, it would be as a conference committee report rather than a House or Senate file.
Okay. Could I ask you one more question?
Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So literally, I'm just asking because I don't know the answer. So when we were in there, we were going through 5247, which is like the tax bill. And then Senator Rest, who was acting as chair, she rattled off, I don't know, I have the list, like a dozen other bills that are somehow going to appear in the tax bill, but that's not what's posted. So, and not all of them are bills that we've passed, that some are part of conference committees, some are not. So since not all of them are conference committees, wouldn't we have to consider at least the pieces that aren't in a conference report?
No, Representative Robbins, the Rules Committee won't have a role in that. That'll just be coming back as a conference committee report to the floor.
Okay, Mr. Chair. It's really confusing. Like, I'm literally in real time trying to figure out what's in that bill. It wasn't in what was posted. So when will the full language be posted so we can read it?
I'm not the tax committee chair, so I can't answer that question for you, Representative Robbins.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion to the supplemental calendar for the day? Seeing none, I renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion prevails. We stand and Representative Robbins, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So can you give me just a little sense of the timeline? So when we go back, are we taking up the bonding bill?
I will need to check with the speaker on the timeline. I know that she's in touch with the Senate and with the minority leader.
Okay. And then would the bonding bill still have to go to the Senate?
Well, bills need to pass both the House and the Senate, so
right.
It would have to pass both bodies, yes.
Okay. And so then presumably the taxes bill would come after the bonding bill?
I do not know the answer to that question.
Okay.
Representative Rarick, and then we're going to have to move on so that we can get back to the floor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. So do you know when this bill will be posted for the public to be able to see? So obviously we're going to have to do an amendment on the floor if it's going to be the cash bonding bill. Do you know when that will post?
I don't have the answer yet, but I'll get back to you as soon as we know.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Representative, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So obviously it's going to be a bit to read through, and we are at an hour. We're really close on getting to midnight where we have to adjourn. And so do you think we'll have at least an hour to look at it? Or
I can't say for sure, Representative Rarick, but the sooner we get upstairs, the sooner I can get answers for you.
Okay. And you don't have any other insight, Mr. Chair, on the big, apparently we're doing like an omnibus prime kind of bill with the tax bill, just dumping everything into it that didn't get done. Do you know when that language will be available?
I think that is, like I said, same answer. I'm not chair of the tax committee, so I can't say when it will be posted. Okay, members, we are in recess.